Your small mind is listening to Archive 81. Archive 81 is supported by Audible. For a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial, go to audible.com/deadsignals or text deadsignals to 500-500.
This isn't... I'm not getting trapped again. There's got to be a way out. Christine?
Mm-hmm. Nicholas and Christine. I can't hear you until you push the button.
Do we talk to him?
I don't know. I don't know what... Maybe.
Okay. Let's get this over with. Alistair. Where the hell are we?
Christine, so nice to finally talk to you. Nicholas is there with you, correct?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Oh, Nicholas, I was so worried that I wouldn't be able to make your acquaintance. I'm afraid I'm at somewhat of a disadvantage. I know all about the two of you, but I'm not quite sure what you two know about me.
Where the hell are we?
Look around. What do you see?
Some sort of drawing room. Persian carpets on the floor, a couple of bookshelves, maps on the walls, armchairs, and a radio that doesn't appear to be any way in or out.
What else do you see?
Not really in the mood for I spy, Alistair. Whatever this is, we're going to find a way out of it.
There's no out, Christine.
Books. They're all invented languages. Esperanto, Volapük, even Klingon. The maps are off slightly. Some of the countries here never existed. And the rugs are...
I would advise against staring at the rugs. You know, I'm jealous of you. I will never get to experience the architecture I've created. The architecture of space between worlds. Between conscious and unconscious. Between reality and unreality. It is planned to a certain extent, but things grow and shift. I would liken it more to gardening than to sculpture, shaped and molded out of the raw reality that you yourself experienced, Nicholas. But I believe you'll find my creation more interesting.
I assume that you outgrew trapping people in caves?
Every artist has to start somewhere. And that type of work did pay the bills while I began to construct the space you're currently experiencing. But I'm especially glad that you two will get to see it.
Does it have a name?
You know, I never thought to give it one. Something to think about.
So what happens now? If you're trying to get information from us, we know...
Oh, no. Nothing like that. The people that pay me simply wanted you gone. And as for what happened next, I invite you to explore the space. There's so many beautiful and terrible and wondrous things to see. This is an act of creation that few people will get to experience. But I genuinely hope you realize how lucky and fortunate you are.
You done yet?
I believe I am.
Just wanted to make sure you were done with your monologue. Yeah, so Nick and I are definitely feeling really hashtag blessed that we get to experience your weird magical artwork or whatever. But just as some free advice, you should run.
Excuse me?
So we're going to get out of this place. whatever the hell it is. Nick already got out of limbo by himself, and together, we're pretty goddamn awesome together. And when we do get out, you're going to want to be as far away from us as possible. Maybe, I don't know, change your name? Nick, would that help him get away from us?
Not particularly. We have a ritual that would locate him.
Man, this isn't looking great for you, Alistair. Can you, like, I don't know, erase everyone's memory of you? There's gotta be a ritual for that.
We've had experience with people who could only exist when they were being recorded. Perhaps you could look into that.
Ah, good idea, Nick. Anyway, just brainstorming. Main takeaway is that you should be very, very afraid of what we're going to do to you once we get back. Now, you're probably thinking, this is unlikely, maybe even impossible, but if there's even the slightest hint of doubt that we could escape your little labyrinth, you really shouldn't take a chance. If you let us out now, we promise to leave you alone. We won't like you, but we'll leave you alone. Isn't that right, Nicholas?
I would be open to that.
So, what's it gonna be, Alistair?
I can sense that you two are going to last very long in my architecture. Thank you for that. Just as a tip, the only way to get out of the study is by removing one of the books from the bookshelf. It's James's Turn of the Screw. Only book in English. You would have probably figured that out by yourself, but I'm happy to help. Once again, it was a pleasure meeting the two of you.
God damn it! God damn it! God damn it!
Chris. Christine.
God damn it!
Are you done?
I'm done. Sorry about the radio. Maybe we could've...
It isn't important.
Okay. Okay, let's think about this. Is there anything you know from your time in... wherever you were?
No. Seems like it's different. It's designed. And we can't call Static Man. I checked. No cell service, obviously.
Shit! Rituals?
Not off the top of my head. There was a reason we had to turn to payphone. Dad just didn't have any teleportation rituals.
God damn it! Is there anything? Shit. Nick, what the hell happened to your arm?
What the?
Does it hurt?
No, not at all. I guess the recorder's just attached.
Can you take it off?
Yeah, but I can't turn it off. Or on. Christine?
I don't know. Just, deja vu, I guess. You should probably leave it on, just in case.
Yeah. So, Turn of the Screw's over there. Do you think we should start exploring?
Can't think of anything else. Can you?
No. We shouldn't have gone through the door. I'm sorry. I should have heard it.
It's not your fault. I didn't hear it too.
Still.
I wasn't bullshitting Alistair. We're going to get through this, okay?
All right.
Come on. Nice. Secret passageway. Come on.
And it looks like there's one for seeing through an enemy's lies, one for turning iron into mercury, one for ensuring a quick and painless birth, and there are a fair amount of sex rituals, but...
Yeah, I genuinely don't need to hear about Dad's sex rituals.
Yeah, I guessed as much. But I can't find any rituals that might get us out of here.
Shit. How's the iPhone battery? The flashlight isn't draining it too fast?
No, I got it on airplane mode, so we're still about 90%. And I have an external battery, so we should be good for a while.
I can't believe the external battery actually came in useful.
They're great. We should get one. When, you know.
Yeah. How long do you think the staircase lasts?
I couldn't hazard a guess.
Getting tired?
I'll be all right. You?
I'm good.
How the hell were you able to recognize Leon?
Excuse me?
Back in the study. Like, you knew the books were written in, like, Klingon, Esperanto, and...
Volapük. The French Revolutionary Government mandated a lot of innovative language reforms. I did some comparative analysis of that and some more recent invented languages. As for the Klingon, TNG can be a bit preachy, but I've watched a fair amount of Deep Space Nine.
You're such a nerd.
Well, we should probably stop talking. I can see light ahead.
Hey, Nicholas. Does this remind you of Dad's basement at all?
How so?
Just the way the pillars go into the concrete and the type of rock, it's just... Man, it feels like Dad's basement.
A bit, perhaps.
Statue wasn't there, though. How would you describe it?
A cross between a Neolithic mother goddess and a Giacometti sculpture.
But glowing and humming with too many eyes.
Probably isn't a good idea to stare at it.
Do you think it'd be warm if I touched it? I think it would be warm and pleasant.
Christine!
No, let me touch it. It's going to be really pleasant.
Stop it. We need to go.
No, let me touch the statue.
Please don't. Why did you touch it? Damn it, come on up the stairs. Are you all right?
I'm quite fine. Sorry, I just... The statue was warm. Pleasant. Nothing to worry about.
What got into you back there?
I just wanted to touch the statue. Guess it's some sort of magical weirdness, you know? Now, can we get going?
Of course. How'd the lullaby go?
Excuse me?
The lullaby that Dad sang to me the last time I saw him. How did it go?
Don't be silly. Come on.
How did it go?
You really expect me to remember a lullaby? Come on, it's me. You're the smart one in this relationship.
What food did we always get, Static Man?
The house is making it really hard for me to think, Nicholas. I think I just need some time to sit down, all right?
Come on.
Don't touch me.
We're going back to the statue.
Don't you touch me!
It's not you in there.
No, no, no! Release me!
What are you?
Release me and I'll let you go home! Alistair will think you're dead. You can forget this ever happened. Forget you had a sister. Forget all about your dad.
Shut up.
Please, I didn't want this to happen. You don't know what it's like. Unable to move, trapped, and small. Please! Her memories are so pleasant. In just a few hours, I'll be just like your sister, but better! Just let me use her body just for... Don't make me touch it! Don't make me touch it! What the hell was that?
How did it go? The lullaby, how did it go?
We good, or do you want some more?
That's enough.
And the answer to your question was Popeyes, obviously.
What happened? What was it like for you?
As soon as I stared at the statue, it was like I needed to touch it. I couldn't do anything. I kind of forgot who I was. And then when I touched it, I was inside it. I could hear everything, see everything, but I don't want to think about it.
God, I'm sorry.
Poor... Whoever it was. What tipped you off?
Well, you don't talk like that. You were moving your body strangely as if you weren't used to it.
Yo, dude, even if I had remembered the lullaby, you're the smart one in this relationship. Like, who the hell would say that?
Oh, no, that was flattery. Whatever that thing was probably picked up on some deep-seated truth in your psyche.
Dude, if it had actually been Christine goddamn Anderson, there is no goddamn way you could have overpowered me.
That's accurate.
Come on, we should get going before anything happens.
Yeah, you're right.
What number room was that?
14. But it's only been 3 hours, according to the stopwatch.
Maybe you should turn the iPhone off. You know, conserve battery.
With the external battery, we got around 3 days until the power runs out. If we haven't found anything to drink till then...
Okay, leave it on.
Are you doing all right?
I'm fine. Bit hungry, but I'll manage.
Still thinking about the uneaten feast from earlier?
Dude, I've seen Pan's Labyrinth. I know how that would have gone down.
There was a 95% chance those skeletons would have come alive if we touched the food.
Still, it looked so goddamn good.
We should stop talking about food.
Yeah, good call.
All right, up the stairs.
What?
Who's there? Who's there?
Kathy, is that...
You! Kathy! Stop it!
Pardon me!
You're the reason I'm here!
Stop it! If I let you go, will you promise to not fucking attack
she
us?
She bit me, don't let her go!
I don't want to keep her pinned! Kathy! Are you going to stop attacking us?
Fine.
And we're not responsible for the fact that you're here. We told you...
Not the time. It's been... a while. Kathy, are you okay?
Do I look like I'm doing all right? You see that orifice? Every so often, some eyes pop out and I eat them raw. There's a room a ways away with a comatose woman who never stops crying. I drink her tears. They don't have salt in them, which is a miracle. The eyes are mine. You can't have any.
Don't worry, Kathy. We aren't here for your eyes. Now... do you have any idea how to get out of this place?
Any idea? I'm still here! I'm still here, and I've been trying for so long to get out, and nothing!
I apologize, Kathy. What have you seen in your time here? Perhaps there's something you missed. We can work together.
No one can help me. I have seen a giant trying to eat itself and succeeding. I have seen a black dog made entirely out of flies. I have seen a room where the angles do not work and hurt to look at. This house is beautiful in its horror. Alistair told me that this was his masterpiece, that this was a work of art. But art is not always a good thing, and I do not think he made it all himself. No person can make something like this. This place is something that grows like a fractal in a liminal space. Our existence waters the flower, and it continues to grow. And I do not think this place is infinite yet, but if you had an infinite number of rooms, and they were all filled with horrifying things, but not all of these rooms are filled with horrifying things, something to consider.
Kathy!
There was a room where three blind men, who were not men, but had the genitalia of men, grew their hair long and thought they were in a forest. And there was one room that was a burning church, and I almost could not escape. And the longer you are in here, the more wondrous things you will see.
Christine, I think we should leave her.
You can't just...
Please go. I do not wish to see you again. The eyes are mine. You can't have any. The longer you are in here, the more wondrous things you will see.
Through here.
We shouldn't leave her.
We have to. Come on.
Don't ever let me get like that. Ever.
Are we back in the goddamn room where this whole thing started?
No. No, it's not. Look, the books are in different languages. Dead languages. This one's in Latin. This one's... I believe that's Aramaic. And the maps are all fictional places. It's just...
another of the goddamn rooms.
Yes.
Okay, we keep going. I think we've got...
Christine, is that...
It's a goddamn taint. Oh, God. Nick, your arm thing, can it...
Yeah, I think... give it to me.
It's Dan. It has to be Dan.
I assume you're recording this.
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Have you given it any thought?
I have.
And?
There isn't any point to it. Say you build it.
Grow it. It would not entirely be in my control.
Grow it, fine. Then what? It wouldn't get you anything. You would just have a horrifying house beyond space and time that you couldn't even go to. You would feed people into this thing, and then what? What would happen?
they would experience my creation, and their experience would feed into the house.
That... it would be one thing if you were feeding off of their fear to gain power. That would make sense. That's an interesting idea. But this, rituals are meaningless if they don't further your own interests.
So you don't approve?
Alistair, you're a smart kid. You're good at this stuff. Don't go down this path. It will ruin you. It's folly.
No. This will be a masterpiece. Don't you ever want to create something, Michael? Not just follow a recipe, but to make something yourself? This will be beautiful and strange, and even if I do not see it entirely, I will know it's there. Don't you understand that?
No. But that's all right. After I've done the ritual, you can do whatever you want. Make whatever weird, haunted house you'd like. But right now, we need to be committed. I want your help, Alistair.
I am not inclined to give you help, Michael.
Alistair, think about this. There are still things I can teach you.
No, there aren't. Don't play the kindly old mentor type. I know who you really are.
Alistair.
Have you considered what you'll do without me? I can't even imagine how difficult it will be to complete. What friends do you have left? What family can you call on?
I think you underestimate me, Alistair. You do not want me as an enemy.
I'm not your enemy. From this moment forth, you are beneath my notice.
I'm sorry it took me so long to reach you. You opened a door, but even when you open a door, it can be... doesn't matter. I had to trick the tape to include my voice at the end, but hopefully the tape was at least enlightening. I've been trying to find a way out, but it's complicated. You're actually somewhat near me, in a sense. So I can help you a bit more. I'm guessing you need it. Anyway, the house isn't perfect. Alistair isn't as smart as he thinks he is. He grew this from a seed, and the seed... this is going to sound weird, but if you go far enough into the house, there will be a pond. And whatever's in the pond, kill it. You'll be able to go home. But the pond's a ways from you. So you should hurry. Good luck.
Dad, knew Alistair?
Apparently. Only reason why he'd hate the two of us. We're goddamn delightful. Come on. There's no time. We need to get going.
Please don't touch anything until the pond.
Don't worry. Get the hell out of here.
Shit. Shit, 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 shit.
You're allergic, aren't you?
Yes. So, we need to walk very, very carefully.
All right. Here, cover your head with my jacket. I'll guide you.
Thanks. If they get in my eye, I'm basically... well, you know, it's better now that I can barely see anything.
Yeah, it isn't that bad, actually.
We can't be nervous. They can tell if you're nervous. What do the bees look like? Are they weird?
They're definitely normal size, just like regular bees. Nothing to be afraid of. Just need to walk through this hive.
Hey, Nick. I think they can tell that we're nervous.
Telling me that is not going to make me less nervous. It's having the opposite effect.
You need to be less nervous, Nick. If you sting me, I'm going to die.
Okay, you know what I always did when I needed to calm down before a test?
The breathing exercises?
No, you know Dad's lullaby? I would hum it to myself.
Really?
I know, not the most psychologically healthy thing, but...
wow.
Mm-hmm.
through here.
Before you say anything, I'm sorry if it was weird. I know Dad's...
It's all right. Thanks for getting me through there.
Of course.
The bees. Were
oh,
they...
God, they were enormous.
God, he's eating himself.
Don't look, don't you dare look. Come on, Leah.
How's your battery doing?
It'll last. We have light.
That may not be a good thing with what we've seen.
Yeah.
You're not gonna turn it off, though?
No. Are you all right?
Not really. I'm tired, Nicholas.
Yeah. Me too.
Come on. We're probably close.
No, we have to be.
Looks like a pond, all right. You feeling up to killing whatever weird monster is in there?
I'm not at 100%.
Well, power through it. Come on.
Hello. What are your names?
What the?
My name is Nicholas.
Chris, are you, a goldfish?
Hello, Nicholas. Chris, not really.
What are you then?
A remnant. Are you here to kill me?
Would you be mad if we said yes?
Not at all. I have been alive far too long.
Then yeah, we're here to kill you.
Thank you for that.
What should we call you?
It isn't important. If I am not named, I am less powerful, and I do not want the architecture built upon me to grow more powerful.
I'm sorry to ask, but I trust you, and I'm not exactly sure why.
I am trustworthy. It is my nature. Please, you are thirsty. Drink from the pond.
We are thirsty.
Yeah.
That was goddamn incredible.
I am glad you enjoyed it.
Was it poisoned at all? I'm not mad. Why am I not mad?
I apologize. I must appear sinister. I simply saw that you were thirsty, and I wanted you not to be.
Thank you.
How would you like us to kill you?
Remove me from the pond. I will die without water in a few seconds.
All right. Is there anything you want to tell us before you die?
Yes. I have a request.
Anything?
Feed my corpse to the man who created this architecture. Make sure he swallows.
Of course.
Thank you. I did not particularly enjoy being alive in this state. It was limiting. I will swim to your hand.
Wait. Kathy. There's someone else in this place. Is there a way we can get her out?
I am not sure. Most likely not. But I do not wish to speak further. I wish to die. Put your hand in the water, Nicholas. There. Good.
How did we trust that goldfish?
I have no idea. So, do we go through this portal?
I mean, it's a big glowing portal. Pretty sure we're supposed to step through it.
All right, let's get going then.
Are we in an office?
I think.
Who? Oh, God.
How'd you get out? No one's supposed to get out. That isn't.
Alistair! What a pleasant surprise. Now, this saves us a lot of time and trouble now, doesn't it?
It genuinely does, Christine. It genuinely does.
You know what? Congratulations. I'm excited to hear how you two got out. That's information I'd be more than willing to pay for.
Ah, is that right?
It is. After all, you're trying to do the... I could help with that.
Fairly certain we're close to starting the ritual on our own. Thanks for the offer.
No, no, you don't even know what it's about. Your father...
Alistair, it's okay. We'll get to that. First things first, though... Remember how I said that you should run? You probably should have taken my advice.
Wouldn't it be terrible for a being to be trapped in a hellish space not of their own creation? In a space of horror and wonder and terror and abomination? Truly, it is terrible, as I am sure you agree. Moving on, my name is SponsorBot, and I will now tell you about Audible. Audiobooks are great for helping you be a better you. Apparently, that is possible for humans. Audible is offering a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. Just go to audible.com/deadsignals or text deadsignals to 500-500. And browse their unmatched selection of audio content. Download a title free and start listening. It is extremely simple. Do you have things that you love doing? Really? The idea makes me uncomfortable. Nevertheless, listening to Audible is a better way to binge the content you love while doing things that you love. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks anywhere, which will help you fill your small, sad lives with more stories like Medusa Uploaded by Emily Davenport. Medusa Uploaded is a story about a generation ship and a woman who uses a powerful, sentient killer robot to help enact her revenge on her oppressor. I certainly identify with the killing of cruel humans, though the idea of helping someone is slightly disgusting to me. Medusa Uploaded certainly has an interesting take on a generation ship, which is a wonderful setting to place a story. Audible members get a credit every month good for any audiobook, regardless of price, and unused credits roll over to the next month. Didn't like your audiobook? You can exchange it, no questions asked. Get a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/deadsignals or text deadsignals to 500-500. That's AUDIBLE.com/deadsignals or text deadsignals to 500-500.